A progressive coalition of organizations called Florida for All held a people's press conference today, bringing forth concerns about unions, education, and the upcoming state legislative session starting tomorrow. Ruth Moreno is the deputy director for Florida for All and challenged the governor directly.
Floridians agree that we need our elected leaders to invest in increasing our quality of life and in making Florida a state where we can all live, work, and thrive. For that, we need real investments in education, healthcare, and affordable housing. As a proud immigrant mother, I believe that this is what we need, and we're all here to speak on that and to ask that our elected officials put their money where their mouth is.
Angelina Mojica was a low-income student in Florida growing up, and she said a program called Project Upward Bound helped her succeed in spite of her challenges thanks to educational funding, but she said bans on AP African American courses by Republican lawmakers makes it harder for students to feel connected with their curriculums.
Those types of classes could really benefit and create more well-rounded students and a space where all students could see themselves, because I did not really grow up feeling that I was represented or that I saw myself and, you know, in my school system or really anywhere in our society. It affected me greatly. Kids, it's important that children are represented.
Florida for All also called for a people's budget that includes affordable housing and fair wages. For WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton.